Welcome to Press A to Play, an exploration of video game music from Northwest Public Broadcasting. Together, we're going on a journey through the world of video game music, which has grown from the beeps and boops of chiptunes in the 80s to the fully orchestrated cinematic soundtracks of today. Get ready to play. Let's press A.
I'm Devin Gay.
I'm Connor Henriksen.
And I'm Anjali Dodia. Well, it looks like we've all showed up ready for some music. What instruments did you guys bring?
Hand drum.
Hand drum.
Okay, I also brought a hand drum. Maybe this three parts idea needs more planning.
I guess we'll just have to listen to somebody else's tunes.
Well, we're in luck, because today we get to look at the work of notable video game composer Borislav Slavov. You may know Borislav for his recent works in the massively successful Baldur's Gate 3 by Larian Studios.
Now, we will be listening to several other pieces from his career, but there'll be a whole lot of the Baldur's Gate music at the end.
But we're not going to make you wait. Here to start off this grand adventure of an episode is the main theme, Part 1 from Baldur's Gate 3. The ball capybara.
Hey, now, those aren't the lyrics.
Yeah, but the meme is hilarious.
And still, it's an exciting way to start. That was the main theme, part one from Baldur's Gate 3, composed by today's subject, Borislav Slavov.
Now, I know we've all been obsessed with Baldur's Gate for the past year, but before we get too carried away, let's talk a bit about the artist and his earlier works.
Agreed. So, a bit of background. Slavov was born in Sofia, Bulgaria, and graduated from the University of Sofia. His career in composing started back in 2001 when he produced the soundtrack for the real-time strategy game Knights of Honor by Black Sea Studios.
In 2009, he became a composer and music director for the German game developer Crytek, where he would work on the soundtracks for critically acclaimed games like Crysis 2 and 3, Warface, and Rise, Son of Rome.
Those are all high-energy games full of action and combat, and that experience played right into his hand when he got the chance to work with Polish developer Reality Pump on their 2010 action RPG, Two Worlds 2.
And here's the main theme from that game, composed by Borislav Slavov alongside Viktor Stoyanov. That was the main theme from Two Worlds 2 by Borislav Slavov and Viktor Stoyanov.
Two Worlds 2 has you assume the role of a nameless protagonist referred to simply as the Hero. Continuing from the first title in the series, the Hero and their sister have been captured by Gandahar, a powerful dark wizard that's taken over the magical kingdom of Antalor.
Now, Gandahar plans to use your life force to awaken the god of fire and destruction. However, his plans are interrupted when you get saved by a band of orcs. Now you must team up with the few remaining orcs in the kingdom to fight your way back to Gandahar, foil his plan, and save your sister before the god of destruction is unleashed.
One song that sets a more serene scene for this realm is Green Fields of Antalor. Let's listen.
Thank you.
A story of epic proportions and a soundtrack to match. Two Worlds 2 and Slavov's work at Crytek helped boost his career and pushed him towards a new studio, one that was very into role-playing games.
That would be Larian Studios. Slavov joined in 2016 as a composer and music director, and he still works there today.
Slavov had some big shoes to fill at Larian. The composer for their popular Divinity series, Kirill Pokrovsky, suddenly passed away, so the studio hired Slavov to take the reins and compose the soundtrack for 2017's Divinity Original Sin 2.
This let Slavov experiment with adaptive music, that is, songs that actively change in tone or volume depending on the player's actions. It allows players to choose a musical instrument to represent their character and kind of compose the music of their own adventure.
That's something that he would bring back for Baldur's Gate 3. So here's an example. Dancing with the Source, the Oud version, followed by Original Sin 2, the game's main theme.
Thank you.
That was Dancing with the Source, the Oud version, and Original Sin 2, both by Borislav Slavov at Larian Studios.
Composed, of course, for Divinity: Original Sin 2, a turn-based role-playing game set in the medieval high fantasy world of Rivalon. It's a bit like Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, up to four players can play together. Each assume the role of a godwoken, a powerful sorcerer who must wield the world's mysterious magic to stop the voidwoken, monstrous, semi-Lovecraftian creatures that seek to consume all magic and wreak havoc across Rivalon.
And of course, the music spurs you on and keeps your spirits up all through that journey.
Which is key because, as we mentioned earlier, you can choose an instrument to represent your character. So let's say instead of an oud, a sort of Middle Eastern guitar, you choose a bansuri, an ancient bamboo flute. This is what that would sound like. Here is Path of the Godwoken bansuri version.
That was Path of the Godwoken, bansuri version, composed by Borislav Slavov for Divinity: Original Sin 2.
Towards the end of that game's production in late 2016, Larian Studios and Slavov had already started working on the studio's next major title. Yep, it's the big one, Baldur's Gate 3.
Who's the bald capybara?
Stop it. Stop.
Another turn-based role-playing game that emulated Dungeons & Dragons. It's basically the closest you can get to playing the tabletop game without actually having to wrangle a group.
And you don't have to buy and paint all those miniatures.
I like painting miniatures, but I hate brain damage from all the paint fumes.
Released in 2023, Baldur's Gate 3 shares similar aspects of adaptive music heard in Divinity Original Sin 2, but also utilizes full symphonies, powerful choirs, and repeating musical motifs heard throughout the adventure, creating a movie-like experience for the player.
Okay, enough talking. Let's listen. Here's some of that best video game music of the past 10 years. The main theme part 2, followed by Down by the River.
Down, down, down by the river.
That was Down by the River, and before that, Main Theme Part 2, both by Borislav Slavov for Larian Studios' Baldur's Gate 3.
So where Divinity is mostly just inspired by Dungeons & Dragons, this one actually takes place in the D&D universe, the Forgotten Realms. Players explore the Sword Coast of Western Faerun and start the game just as the titular city of Baldur's Gate is attacked by Illithid warships. These guys are more famously known as Mind Flayers, a species of eldritch monsters with face tentacles.
Yeah, they make my skin crawl. Think humanoids with gray-purple skin, elongated fingers, and just two thick toes per foot, and you can see the outline of their brain on their elongated heads.
Ugh, and they always look moist.
Ew, yeah, like they've recently gone out of a bath filled with aloe gel.
Ugh.
Oh, and they have tentacled mouths like a squid, and they constantly float off the ground via telepathy.
And if that isn't gross enough, players are immediately captured, and they get parasitic tadpoles implanted in their brains. They're kind of like ticking time bombs. They slowly take control of your mind and make you part of the Illithid Collective. Eventually, they'll very grotesquely transform everyone in your party into Mind Flayers unless you find a way to remove them.
Whew, I'm glad this is just in a game. Okay, I need to get that image out of my brain, so let's listen to more of this game's incredible soundtrack composed by Borislav Slavov. Here's Quest for a Cure, followed by The Colors of Underdark.
Thank you.
That was The Colors of Underdark, and before that, Quest for a Cure, both composed by Borislav Slavov for Baldur's Gate 3.
And like Divinity before it, up to four players can create their own custom characters, or they can choose one of six pre-made characters who all have unique roles in the story.
The pre-made characters, they're great. They have lots of personality, the voice acting is fantastic, but let's be honest, you're totally missing out if you don't make your own character. I can literally spend hours designing them, picking spells and abilities, giving them tattoos and scars, finding just the right hairstyle.
I spent so long making a half-orc that I hoped would look kind of like me, but I just ended up making a green Nicolas Cage. So from then on, any scroll I picked up, my friends would ask if I found the Declaration of Independence.
And during that character creation, you get to listen to Slavov's wonderful soundtrack. Here's two more songs, Last Light, followed by Nine Blades.
That was Nine Blades and Last Light, both composed for Baldur's Gate 3 by Borislav Slavov, who we're focusing on in this episode.
One more musical tidbit he added into the game is that you can play as a bard and choose an instrument to carry with you, and you can play songs on that instrument.
And if you get a bunch of bards together with different instruments, you'll get a full piece of music.
But, you know, it's a little tricky if you're like us and everyone brought a hand drum.
Hand drum.
Hand drum. Here's a little showcase of what a better coordinated group could produce with the bard version of old time battles. Baldur's Gate 3 was massively successful. It sold over 22 million copies and garnered dozens of accolades, including Game of the Year from both the Joystick Awards and the Game Awards in 2023.
Slavov also got the Baldur's Gate 3 soundtrack nominated for the Best Score and Music Award at the Game Awards.
Here's the song that he sent in for consideration, one that a villainous fiend sings to your face as you square off against him to escape hell. This is Raphael's final act.
Lives, all mortal lives, expire. Souls go to their dooms in flame forevermore.
And the cause, curtain falls, but hold your applause. Squirm, squirm, for now down here come the claws.
You have fought. Brave, brave,
but it's all been for naught. True souls that couldn't be bought, doomed, detected, and caught. No more deals, it's over. The final act, you're doomed. No more grace, it's over. This house of hope, you're doomed.
That was Raphael's final act by Borislav Slavov for Larian Studios' Baldur's Gate 3.
That is such a great theme for a villain, and it feels so good to take him down during it.
Mm-hmm.
Slavov and the rest of Larian, they really made a masterpiece. Great music, great gameplay, and a great community built around it.
And that's a great send-off for this episode focused on the works of Borislav Slavov. This has been Press A to Play from Northwest Public Broadcasting. I'm Angeli.
I'm Connor.
And I'm Devin.
Press A to Play is a production of Northwest Public Broadcasting. Research and editing by Lyric Kano. Original theme music by Austin Schlichting. And remember, in the words of Volo the Bard, soon, my friend, soon we can share a flagon of something liquid and a tale of derring do.